2017 NFL Scouting Combine continues in Indianapolis. We have an ESPN insider, one of our friends, Adam Kaplan, who's here surveying the scene, finding out all the news, all the rumors. Lots of interesting stuff here, huh?
Sure, it is. It really starts for me a little bit at the Senior Bowl, and then here it's crazy. And remember, free agency is compressed with next week. So you're going to hear a lot of stuff. You know, the Vikings will be, you know, tied to this running back or that running back or this one in the draft. This offensive line, this right tackle, this left tackle, that's what happens. And agents meet with teams here, and that's kind of what you'll see. It. I mean, you walk at night here, you go to a bar, you go to a restaurant, you see agents talking to general managers and contract negotiators. That's just what happens this week.
If you look at the Vikings and you're like, you know, the one thing that, you know, let's check this off the list this offseason. What's that thing? How do you get the Vikings better? What's the one thing you would really like to focus on?
Oh, well, the offensive line. I mean, that to me, you can't protect Sam Bradford enough. You saw how well he did with very little help on the offensive line. It's no one's fault. They lost too many tackles. But I think that's where Rick Spielman and his group and George Payton have to just get out there, develop this offensive line. If you give Sam more time, because he can get the ball downfield with Diggs, but Sam does not move very well. He's a pure pocket passer. He's an old-school pocket passer. If you protect him, that ball's going to go downfield. He's got a really good arm. And obviously running the football. They got to run him way better. They need someone to depend on first, second, and third down and use Jerick McKinnon as a changeup. That's really what he is. Diggs is such a fantastic football player. Until they protect the quarterback, they're not going to get him downfield. He's not going to be as effective.
And, you know, you mentioned Sam is a pocket passer. You say he doesn't move very well. But, you know, in the NFL, you win games in the pocket, do you not?
Yes, but the problem is you saw him at times running for his life. You can't have that. I mean, he needs time. I know they're going to move to more of a West Coast offense under Pat Shurmur, which I think is a better fit for him. And Pat is really good designer of offense. He'll get the ball out of Sam's hands faster. But he also needs a running game. Sam needs help, and he needs two tackles he can depend on. He needs a center, a right guard. I mean, they've got a lot of help to get there, Wabi.
When you hear the term West Coast, you know, I think a lot of people think, short passing game, dink and dunk down the field. Do you think that that's a little bit of a misperception that you can stretch the field even if you're running the West Coast?
No, Pat will take his shots. Again, if the quarterback's protected, the problem is last year they couldn't protect the quarterback. You said the average per pass attempt was extremely low because Sam wasn't protected. And everyone knows this. This is not a secret. It's not a criticism. It's just a reality. Yeah. And defensively, the Vikings are so good. They're one of the top five defenses for my money in the National Football League. It's just a matter of what they can do on offense, but they have a lot of work to do. I think Rick and George know that. They've got to kind of bring this thing to the next level. I mean, I think if the tackle situation is stabilized, they're a 10 or 11 win team. If they have a running back to go along with that, they might be a 12 or 13 win team with that defense. I mean, that's how talented they are, but you're not getting there unless they make major improvements on the offensive line.
Last question, let's switch gears, go defense. Why do you think the Vikings defense is as good as it is? I mean, for 95% of the season last year, they were number one scoring defense in the NFL. What do you think it is about it that's so good?
The talent level. Danielle Hunter, I mean, I remember going to training camp when he was a rookie, and I'm like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
I mean, as they told me, he was going to be, they thought this kid was special, and boy, were they right. I mean, his quick twitch, ability to get off the ball, is terrific, explosive pass rusher. Griffin's been a great draft pick by them. It's really developed. I don't think when he came out of USC people were that bullish around the league on him, but really good coaching, and you know how Zim coaches, they're big on technique. They've developed. They need another defensive tackle. They need a three technique, but Anthony Barr needs to kind of bounce back a little bit, but they're secondary. I mean, Harrison Smith played through the high ankle. They're good, really good at corners. Avery Rhodes is a good football player. The other thing is they have good depth. In the salary cap era, they've done a good job. You know, Rick and George have done a really good job of building for depth. But I think that corner, well, seeing how, you know, Terrence Newman and his age, and he's up, got 39 years old, oldest corner in the NFL by far. They just need to be a little bit more consistent with when they're in the rotations, finding guys off the bench. But quite frankly, they still have depth. It's just about second, third units. And Harrison Smith playing on that ankle. Remember, Captain Munderland, by the way, had a high ankle. He played when he was hurt. He did want, you know, he showed his toughness, but that's it. I mean, corner's got to be stabilized, but again, it's all about the offense. Going forward, if you're a Viking fan, to sum this up, it's quarterback, it's tackles, it's guard, it's a center, and running back. I mean, that's a lot. You can't get it, Wabi, you can't get it done in one offseason, but they'll address a lot of it.
All All right, there is amazing knowledge of the Vikings by someone who has to cover the whole league, Adam Kaplan. How can people follow you this week as you're at the Combine?
Yeah, on Twitter, Kaplan NFL, C-A-P-L-A-N NFL. And, of course, we've got SportsCenter here every day, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, NFL Insiders, NFL Live. And then we do our free agency coverage Thursday and Friday around the NCAA conference tournaments, which you'll see on ESPN and ESPN2. And then we're going to do some ESPN3. Which is on the internet. I don't know that we haven't got the specifics yet, but we're going to do that. We're going to be all over free agency. And if you were watching us last year, when the Brock Osweiler news broke, That was really good television.
All right. Well, we'll catch it on this time. Hopefully there's some Vikings news.
Thank you.
Thanks for your time, man.